100.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono. Now, DJ Ad-Rock's not in the studio, and I've got a special guest, DJ Jeffy Jeff, with me here in the studio. And boy, do we have a great battle tonight. Whew. Now, if you're new to the Mono A Mono show, what we do is each week, there's a brand new theme. We each go head-to-head, picking four songs, and we battle them out. You, the listeners, can visit www.monoamonoradio.com after we play our songs and vote for whichever selection that you like the best. Now, we'll get into tonight's theme, and it's fitting that it comes right after. Now, you were listening last week, right, as DJ Ad-Rock and I aired episode one of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Whew. What an episode that was.
I know. The startup episode there. And the thing is, we were saying this before, it's a damn good episode, but listening to it and knowing what's to come, it only gets better.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I would definitely say so.
And I can't wait for episode two to come out. So, and the reason why it's fitting that we're doing this show after that is because one part of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, and certainly a main part of it, like the accompanying part, is the visuals. Now, a lot of people like watching it on YouTube, and or you can look at the visuals while you're listening to the audio, whichever. What we are trying to get is cartoonists or illustrators to draw these pictures for us. And coming up in episode 3, we have got an unbelievable artist who's going to draw that episode for us. And that'll be the visuals behind the episode.
Right.
Which, yeah. And from what I've seen, and I've been getting like these constant updates as it's been going along, it's looking pretty damn good.
Yeah, you've passed along a few to me. And yeah, it is coming along very well. But, so with each artist can add their own style and...
Yeah, their own kind of finishing touches and interpretation as to how it would visually look.
Right.
As well as their own visual setup, because some people like do it the classic comic book page. Some people are newer and just do the pictures and then we put it together on a page. Whatever you want, we're in there. If you want to contribute, you let us know. So the cartoonist illustrator that we've got for episode 3 is Becca Kinsey. And what's neat about her stuff is she has got her own website and her own comic that she constantly releases. So, in fact, just the other day, page 191 came out.
Yeah, that was, what, just yesterday? Or
I believe it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and
that one, the newest one, is really good. The first...
Yeah, the first scene there?
It was on a big cliffhanger as of late, so yeah.
I know, I've been waiting to see what's going on. Well, and we'll get into that as the show goes, but if you want to know what we're talking about, you want to visit this website, becca comics.com. I figured people knew how to spell comics.
Right.
With an S, comics with a comics.com. Now, on there, what's neat is, and I've seen a lot of people reading online comics lately, as I've been going around to schools and things like that, and people read the online comics, you can just click through the pages and follow along as this comic is being developed.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable idea. And so the comic is called Cadaverific. And that's what we're basing our theme on tonight, is songs that we feel would fit the background to this online comic, Cadaverific.
if it was an audio series or had audio with it,
yeah,
what songs would go well?
Yeah.
With it. So yeah. And I think it's pretty impressive that she releases one pretty much just about every week.
I think it's weekly, yeah.
Yeah. Which is really impressive.
Yeah. And it's interesting waiting, like you were saying, the last one was kind of a cliffhanger, waiting for that new episode to come out. And I just emailed you today and said, oh, by the way, page 191 is out.
Right, yeah. And I noticed what she does, too, is on a few cliffhangers, because she also has a Psychotic World,
yeah,
which is the other...
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. that's how it's spelled.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how you pronounce that. It's S-I-K-O-T-I... It's Psychotic.
Okay.
Yeah. But... So, going through, there was a cliffhanger, and then it went to one of her other series or comic clips. So, it was even more of a cliffhanger. I feel like that you had to wait, you know, an extra amount of time, 2 weeks. But,
yeah. So, and I believe those are kind of the chapters to how it goes along.
Right.
Like, those are the chapter breaks. So, anyways, let's rock, scissor, paper it up here to see who goes first in this battle.
All right.
All right.
One.
Let's get into position.
Oh, okay. I'm fully ready.
Oh, okay. I gotta stretch. All right. One, two, three, rock! Ooh. All right, so you get to pick. Do you want to go first or second?
Since I'm filling in for DJ Ad-Rock, I'm going to pull a DJ Ad-Rock and say, I will divert.
Ooh, okay, so I'm first.
Is that the word he uses?
Yeah.
Divert?
Divert? I don't know.
Okay.
Divert? I'm going to...
Anyways, I divert.
All right. Divert the attention. All right, which is good. I like the... I want to start with this one because the way the story starts out is one of the characters brings home... And it says in Cadaverific, in the comic, that it's a monkey paw. But a monkey paw could also be a monkey fist.
Oh, I'm sure at one point it made a fist, yeah.
Yeah, damn right. So, and it happens to be one that is enhanced with special powers later on in the comic book. You're going to want to check this out, because right now it'll sound like I'm saying weird stuff. But it go and read the comic at thebeccacomics.com, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And
it could just be a coincidence. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that it was...
You're right! Damn, I wonder if that...
Because JP thinks it is, but I don't know. I'm not convinced.
You're not... No, because even the guy at the shop had his beady eyes and everything. That he got it from.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways... It applies at the beginning. There's a monkey fist. We believe it to be enhanced. I'm going to get to Philip Roebuck, who is an unbelievable one-man band, with his song right here that is called Monkey Fist. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Straight. a good take. Make our preparations while we're heavy late. We must understand we shove off today and head for the rising top our way.
Right, there's some Philip Roebuck with his track Monkey Fist. If you don't know Philip Roebuck and you think, well, so it's a guy playing a banjo with a drummer and a band and whatever. No. Google this guy, one man band. He's playing the drums with his feet attached to his back while playing the banjo. This is, I don't know. I don't like too many banjo bands, but this one,
he's like, a Bob Log without the helmet and racing suit on.
Right, but Bob Log's sitting down and he's got it all at his feet. This guy's got it all strapped to his back and he's kind of dancing to make it go.
Right. Yeah.
A little bit different. So, yeah. All right, there's the first one.
So, with the monkey paw, JP gets the monkey paw and with evil curses that can come with a monkey paw, bad things tend to happen. And usually, when you grant a wish or use these evil spiritual powers to get the wish that you're asking for, sometimes an equal thing in the negative will occur.
Oh, like the yin-yang.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I was looking for. So a yin-yang occurred. Do you remember? I forget what his first wish was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the bad thing that occurred was the main character, well, there's a few main characters, but Corey ended up breaking his neck.
Yeah, in a big fight.
He gets into a fight scene with Derek. And
you got all the names down too, wow.
Oh yeah. He gets into a fight with Derek, gets hit by a car, breaks his neck.
Yeah.
And he passes on. And it's a sad moment.
It is a sad moment, yeah.
So, Shy Child made a song about that.
Oh, perfect. About that part in the comic book.
Yeah. So, even though it came out a little bit before, here is Shy Child with the song Break Your Neck from the album One with the Sun here on 100.3 Sound FM.
I have to do that. I don't wanna do that.
All right, there it is.
Woo! Shy Child with Break Your Neck.
And Shy Child's damn good. I remember seeing Shy Child play with, I think they opened for Cyanide Kiss back at the Underground.
Yeah, Underground in Hamilton.
Yeah. I think so. Were you at that show too?
I think so, yeah. And Shy Child is a great band. The drummer, it's a two-piece band. Drummer and guitarist.
Ooh.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
And the drummer is phenomenal. He's a really good drummer.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Guitarist is probably pretty good too. I don't know my guitarist well.
Yeah. Now that, well, anyway. What we're doing today is our theme is cadaverific. Now, again, you're going to want to go to www.thebeccacomics.com in order to check out this cadaverific comic. And I read the whole thing, and it's damn good from beginning to end. So we talked about the monkey fist. We talked about how he broke his neck.
If you're watching the comic right now, you have to get up to the point where he broke his neck and listen to the Mono a Mono show right now.
Yeah. Or if you're reading it, these are good songs to have on in the background.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And set up your playlist and kind of make sure you're gauging your speed
right.
of your reading. Yeah. So the next one I'm going to go with, I did a little bit of rearranging here just to keep it in the order so we can continue on the story. Now the whole group of characters, once Corey has died, and from a broken neck, they want to go to this Manticore Metal Festival,
yeah,
and they're getting set up, they're getting ready to go, and on page 31, I even have got the page here,
nice,
31 of the comic. It shows a screen capture of some of the CDs that are in the car on the way.
Ah.
And I quite enjoy one of those CDs that are in the car. Some System of a Down. So I'm going to get to a System of a Down track here. I'm going to get to their song Aerials.
Nice.
As I'm sure they would be listening to this, especially on route to a metal festival, because as we know, Nightmare Radio used to be right after the Mono a Mono show, and we slowly, week by week, learned about metal.
That's true. They had the whole history and map of metal.
Map of metal. We did our metal primer and got their input on whether they thought it was metal, and they said System of a Down was definitely considered metal. So, here it is. Some System of a Down Aerials right here. On Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono!
Swimming through the void.
All right, there you have it. Some System of a Down with their song Aerials. Right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Whew. Yeah, damn good track. And fitting for that drive, I would throw on some System of a Down as well.
Oh, it is like the metal primer, because they're priming for metalcore.
Yeah, damn right. And when we had Nightmare Radio after us, I mean, we didn't get into the full death metal that they went into, but we ended up getting some pretty heavier stuff, and I'm going to hopefully, in some of my later picks, go back to some of this metal stuff and to kind of give some props to the Manticore Metal Festival.
Likewise. I got some metal in my repertoire, too.
All right.
You might even say some death metal.
Some death metal.
Well, you'll have to stick around and see.
I might just stay around just to see.
So if you're following along with Cadaverific online right now, what we've done, we started with the song
Monkey Fist by Philip Roebuck.
And then we went into Break Your Neck by Shy Child.
Yep. And then, while driving to Manticore Metal Festival, System of a Down Aerials.
So now, on that route, at this point, Corey has risen from the dead.
Yeah.
He's on a rampage through the woods. He's running around, scaring children, because there's that family that's walking around.
Yep.
And he runs out onto the road, and
oh yeah, how does that happen?
Because the two girls, he jumped on their car and scared them. And then the other guys, his friends, pull up and they're trying to get around him, but the two girls are stopped in the car.
Yeah.
And he's under the car, but I think he's in like two pieces at this point.
Yeah.
Because he's...
But I know what you're going to say, and I'm trying to remember how that happens.
I think he pops out and scares Som. That's the short form for her name. I can't pronounce her.
Somalia?
And I think
Somali?
She gets scared, grabs his head, and just chucks it.
Does she chuck it, or does she hit it with something? I remember.
It might be a hit. I feel like it's a grab and... no, I think you're right.
I think it's a hit with something.
We'll have to look it up after.
Yeah.
Anyways, his head goes flying, but it's not like a vampire or a zombie in the sense that when your head pops off, you're done.
No.
Like, you decapitate
it. Really? When you kill a zombie, it's dead? Decapitate it, sorry?
Yeah, I think that's the only way to really kill a zombie is take its head out.
Really? Okay, because there's lots of mention of zombies, and I'm not really in on the whole zombie thing, so I don't know. I assume that it was a zombie.
I don't think it is.
All right.
But there's a lot of unknown questions. I mean, it could be. But I think with the zombie, if you destroy the brain, then it stops. But his brain's...
It was still intact.
Right.
Yeah.
Just his head popped off.
Hmm. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to get more.
Yeah.
Post page 191. But anyways, where are you leading into this?
Right. So this is leading into the song. So his head goes flying, it's in a tree, it's rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, Yeah's should be playing in the background while you're reading this.
Yeah.
With the song, Heads Will Roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here it is, Heads Will Roll on 100.3 Sound FM.
Heads will roll on the floor. Glitter on the roof.
All right, there it is. Some yeah, yeah, yeahs with Heads Roll Roll right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now, we were just talking while that song was playing, and we were thinking, were we giving away a lot of the story? And I think we're giving away little bits of the story. Like, obviously, there's portions in between that you need to know by reading the comic. And again, at www.thebeccacomics.com in order to get to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because as we're saying, all of a sudden the heads will roll and the head fly. You got to see how that situation arises.
Right. Because that does happen. But yeah, there's a lot in between that we are skipping over.
And we talked about Becca Kinsey being an exceptional cartoonist and illustrator. But what we're kind of giving away here is her writing ability and the story.
The story, but
which is damn good.
Yeah.
And we may be oversimplifying certain things like jumping parts, but you got to read the in-betweens in order to understand what we're saying. So, again, you want to check out Cadaverific at her website.
And not only that, take in the visuals. She does some pretty
damn
cool
good
things. So there's almost like the storyboard, but then there's times when a character will actually be coming out of the frame. So, like, I think there's a scene where glass is broken and glass shards are actually coming out of the frame, giving it like a 3D look.
Which
is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's awesome stuff, which is why we contacted her and asked her if she would do some of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. And we're quite excited to see what she'll put together for that. Okay. A little bit down the road of the story, once he gets his head back, and I guess there's a bunch of stuff that kind of happens in between this and that. They put him in a camper.
Yeah, they go to the campsite.
The campsite. He scares some people at the campsite. Those girls that you were talking about, all they're interested in doing is getting some YouTube videos and photos of them and putting them up on YouTube and getting hits. That's all they want. Frig. So you know what they do?
Is something wrong with YouTube hits?
I don't know.
It's the currency of the future.
You're right. You're right. So I guess I don't blame them. But so what they do is they end up throwing poor Corey, poor zombified Corey, into a trunk of a car. And they lock him in there until episode 191, where he gets released.
Yeah, in their defense, he does probably stink pretty badly.
Well, yeah, that's... And Frigg, they're putting maggots all in the trunk of their car. Didn't you see all the maggots coming off them?
And the flies?
Yeah, friggin' disgusting. I don't know how they got through customs.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that too. The smell would have been bad, but...
So, the next song I'm going to go with is in honor of him being locked in the trunk of a car for quite a good portion. And he does well for himself locked in that trunk of the car, grabbing the cell phone, texting people.
For a dead guy, he can text pretty well.
Damn good. I like how they brought in the technology, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was a good little twist to the situation there. So I'm going to go with the Tragically Hip song, Locked in the Trunk of a Car.
Nice.
Yeah? To follow it up. And we're kind of going in chronological order of the story, which is kind of cool. So here it is. The Tragically Hip, Locked in the Trunk of a Car, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Found armor in my belly. attention out of machine repetition. Lashing out at machine revving tension. Rushing by the machine revving tension. Morning broke out the backside of a truck stop. End of a line, a real rainbow like an Lux cup. Where you could see I became chronologically fucked up. Put $10 in just to get the tank topped off. Then I found a place, it's dark and it's rotted. It's a cool, sweet kind of place where the coppers won't be spotted. And I destroyed the map, I even thought I forgot it. However, every day I'm dumping the body. Better for us if you don't understand.
Tragically Hip, Locked in the Trunk of a Car, right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Whew. And Corey, definitely, frig, I, thinking about being locked in the trunk of a car, I don't know, I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't know if I would have the state of mind to go and grab the person's cell phone, but maybe in desperation I would.
You gotta be cool, calm, and collective like Gord Downie and just have a cigarette and enjoy the moment.
I don't know, he's freaking out in there, pushing at the... He's not even in one, and he's imagining it. He's pushing on the ceiling and everything.
Yeah. Well, in the trunk of the car, so he's a bag of bones. He's just falling apart. They're going over bumps.
Oh, frig, they had to break him in half in order to kind of get him in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he ripped the bag open and stuff like that, frig. Yeah.
He's falling apart all over the place. So the best way, I mean, when somebody's falling apart, literally, you gotta know how their bones connect back up.
Yeah, well, they're buddies. How are you going to connect them back together?
Well...
Oh, nice.
You just gotta listen to this song.
So the characters should have this as a CD, or maybe they could download it right to their phones.
Yeah.
And they know how to put Corey back together again.
Next time his body falls apart, he just listens to this. Shin bone's connected to the ankle bone, pops it back in.
Nice, yeah.
And he's good to go.
He seems pretty good, though. Like when he was running after his head and stuff like that, at putting himself together.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, you know how he's slowly kind of decomposing with the maggots and stuff like that, if that'll be more difficult. Or if it never becomes difficult. I don't understand really how zombies work.
True, yeah. And if, because it might not necessarily be a zombie, so if it's a spirit,
yeah,
then is the spirit guiding the part that's not connected to his brain?
Weird.
Or the neck bone.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. So, anyways, if you do fall apart, just in general, this is a great song to listen to because you know how to fix yourself.
What is this song?
This is Fuyaji and Miyagi with Collarbone.
There you go.
This album's pretty good. It's all dancey like this, but...
Nice.
Less...
You know how to put a person back together, or a zombie.
That's
what you need.
So,
all right.
I still don't think he's a zombie, by the way, but...
I know,
we'll save
I know.
That for another...
They keep saying zombie apocalypse, so... And I don't know anything about zombies, so I just go with what they're saying in the story.
Right.
The zombie apocalypse thing. I don't know.
Well, so, yeah... What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. I haven't watched anything really to educate myself about. Like, I haven't... There's the shows, I guess, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is that a show?
Yeah. There's Zombieland for a movie.
You know what? I've seen parts of Zombieland because... What's-his-face is in it.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. But Corey doesn't seem... Like, zombies in those movies seem like they want to kill people.
Yeah, they want to eat flesh.
Yeah. Where Corey doesn't seem that way. He seems like a scary guy, but he doesn't seem like he wants to kill people.
I would agree until the latest one. Until the latest 191.
Yeah?
He jumped out... And he was all... He looks different. He looks more evil. And he's throwing fists around.
Yeah, but if you were locked in the trunk of a car, wouldn't you be pissed off at people, too?
I'd be pretty pissed, yeah.
Especially if your torso was broken off your legs?
I guess even dead people have feelings.
I know! All right,
well,
so what...
I'm going to jump into my next song.
All right.
So, they're on their way to Metacore.
Yeah.
So they're looking for death metal music, they're looking for hard rock, and what's come back is not a zombie, but I think the voice of a soul.
Okay.
So I'm going to get into a song by Chuck Schuldiner, who has been coined the father of death metal.
Ah!
You saw me read it. But so he has the father of death metal has actually passed away due to cancer. But some earlier recordings are projected to be released this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So there's more to come.
Cool.
So let's just jump right into it. Here is Voice of the Soul by Death here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Mono a mono. We'll be right back. right. There it is. Some Chuck Schuldiner right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
But the damn song, good. Voice of the Soul.
Yeah.
Which is what Corey is, not a zombie.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
It's just like
a spirit or a... Yeah, he's not looking to eat flesh.
Yeah, you're right. So I guess if zombies are supposed to be flesh eaters, he doesn't fit in that category.
No. And, yeah, they talk about, I think, the categories a bit around the fire. And I think
they do.
Three or four. Category yeah. three or four.
Shoot, yeah, I forget those categories. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Nice. Well, we'll have to, and again, we're talking about the cadaverific comic book series that you can read for free online at www.thebeccacomics.com. Check it out. You can start from the beginning, read right through like we did, get all this information, know what we're talking about, and these are great songs that we think would fit in the background while you're reading this comic. All right, we got to open the vault here.
All right. Let's open the vault.
All right, let's do it. It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Yes. Oh, nice. DJ Adrock's Lady Fox must be in here.
Yeah.
Still working it so that we can open up the vault there.
Even though DJ Adrock doesn't show up?
Nope. She's still here every week. Every week. Never does she not show up.
Hasn't missed a show.
No. She's 100% reliable. Now, I guess...
The vault's open.
Yeah, the vault's been open. So, for new Mono Amigos, what this means is... This is the Knockout Punch. When we choose the four songs, this is our big kicker. This one ends off the night here. The taste that's left in your mouth when you're going to www.monoamonoradio.com and voting for which DJ's selection you like better. Now, the one I'm going to go with, kind of going along with the Manticore Metal Festival that they're on their way to, one of the big metal bands that I would always play and that I've seen a bunch of times that I quite enjoy is Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I think Hamilton?
Yeah, you came with me to one of those. And earlier on, I went to a couple with
DJ Dormat.
Dormat and Bubba and... stuff like that. So, but I don't know. I like seeing Rob Zombie.
He's a great performer.
Yeah.
It's very much like a theatrical
fire and the face. Monsters and unbelievable. So now I was thinking at the time I was choosing Rob Zombie because of the zombie, but we've kind of discussed and I'm agreeing with you now. I don't think it's necessarily a zombie. It's some type of other super beast. So
nice segue.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm gonna go with the song, Rob Zombie's song, Super Beast.
Just in case it is a zombie, then it
I've also got that covered. So here it is, a cadaverific song, Rob Zombie Super Beast. This one, if we're kind of missing a little area in there. Throw this one in anywhere. It fits anywhere in the cadaverific background music right here. Some Rob Zombie right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! All right, there it is. Some Rob Zombie with his track Super Beast right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now, I forgot to mention ahead of the time, ahead of the song, not only the Super Beast and the Zombie connection, the Dreadlock connection.
Right, yeah.
I remembered it as I was kind of watching it there, but
Rob Zombie, King of the Dreads.
Yeah, and Corey, King of the Dreads in the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know who has better dreads. They both have pretty good dreads.
You know what? In that video, I think Rob Zombie. Oh, his are pretty long.
I was going to say it doesn't even look like he has dreads.
No.
It just looks like long hair.
Well, that one, yeah, no. But now I think he just has long hair. So I think Corey would have better dreads. But Rob Zombie, I would say, used to have better dreads. I don't know, though. I haven't seen him in a long time, so I don't know.
And based on that picture, I mean, who looks more dead?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But pretty good song. That would definitely be it. Metacore.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie's still, he's still pumping out tunes.
He released an album, and he's, I think he's more focusing on movies right now, creating movies.
Oh,
but
yeah. He had House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, he's had a bunch of them now. Yeah, House of a Thousand Corpses.
There was like three of those, wasn't there? Or two?
No, well, it's kind of a follow-up, but the House of a Thousand Corpses, The Devil's Rejects. Oh, yeah. Then he did some Halloween, I don't know if it was a remake or a continuation or... And then he's done some, like, animated-type movies, and there's others even still, so... Hmm. Yeah, I think he's heavy into that. But a lot of the time, he does his own scores for those movies. So he releases an album with songs that are on those movies.
Ah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to jump right into it. The vault has been opened.
Oh, yeah.
I'm continuing this open vault.
Openness.
So, I think we've established it's not a zombie, it's a ghost, it's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way for him to get back and rest and resolve all this, first off, I think he has to get back to Ivan's house.
Yeah?
And just hang out.
Yeah, you were saying to me what I think was going to come up next, and I really, I don't know. And that's what I like about the story is... Like, predictable stories you kind of read and you're like, I know what's coming up. But I have no idea. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you kind of think he's got to get to Ivan's house.
I think he's got to get to Ivan's house. He's got to fulfill that rule. The monkey paw rule. Even though I'm not convinced.
The monkey fist, yeah.
I'm not convinced it's the monkey fist yet. But I don't know. Now he's on a rampage coming out of the trunk.
Coming out of the trunk of the car? Yeah, I don't know.
But... Whatever happens, I think the only way for him to get back is to... They have to bury the ghost. That's a segue.
Oh, nice!
For my knockout punch. So here is Bury the Ghost. A song by Dosh, who I just found out about. And mainly makes instrumental music, although you'll hear him with some weird chants in the background.
Oh, nice.
But sometimes that's what you got to do to bury ghosts. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never done that. But yeah, I believe you.
Well, what are you doing this weekend?
Hey, I'm ready for some weird chants, if that's what you got in mind.
All right, here is Bury the Ghost by Dosh here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Mono a mono!